like you've never seen before.
Like you've never felt before.
Like you've never tasted before.
It's big. It's juicy.
It's man steak.
Live in the flesh.
The cow is practically still mooing as it comes from our big man farms with big man ranch hands on big man horses.
As the blood drips down your chin, you don't use a napkin.
That's right, it's steak for your hands. Just pick it up.
Get it while stuff's glassed.
Fresh from the fucking farm.
That's right, our steak grows up from the ground. It's environmental, but it ain't pansy, it's manly. Just pick it. Come and pick your own steaks.
The camera pans to a steak growing out of the ground. A pair of manly, hairy hands picks it up, yanks it out of the ground, and a manly, hairy man bites into it right then.
The blood drips down his chin, and he licks it off with his very long tongue. Also manly and hairy.
A guitar lick plays in the background.
He looks straight into the camera and says, I didn't used to have this much hair, but when I started eating man steaks, it really started growing between my toes, down from my nose, and now I can braid my whole body together with man hair produced by man steak.
The camera pans to the right to his 29-year-old blonde buxom wife and her 6 children.
They're all hairy, too.
She reaches out a hand and pets him.
He picks up a steak with her delicate, dainty hands and shoves it into his mouth.
He almost chokes, but says, hey, honey. Not too hard.
All the children laugh.
The children choke on all the hair that's falling into their mouths from their eyebrows while they laugh.
AC/DC dug up from the dead and multiplied. Come forward from the screen. Washing the steak.
Thunder and lightning strike.
A storm swirls above.
The steaks get caught up in it and twirl around like a steak twister.
Johnny Depp rides in on a coyote.
Vin Diesel rides in on a motorcycle made of steak.
Nicolas Cage surfs in on a surfboard made of steak.
Tilda Swinton waltzes in, sees the scene, and turns around and goes home.
And Will Smith walks slowly to the very front of the screen in the middle and says, not just for white people.
Some big words appear across the screen. Man steak.
For men.
Only $99.99 an ounce.
Comes with free napkin.
him out. And a 1950s housewife clicks off the TV and says to little Timmy, no more of this futuristic advertising for you.
Little Timmy turns around and the camera can see that he is incredibly hairy.
Veronica, the 1950s housewife, can see little Timmy looking at his own reflection. And she says to herself, as long as Bertrand believes he's his, as long as Bertrand believes he's his.
Bertrand's having a scotch on the veranda.
He's a very slight man.
Practically bald all over.
Doesn't like meat.
He's wearing a turtleneck.
He enjoys herbal tea.
With his scotch.
He likes the colors beige and sage.
Every once in a while, he likes to inject a deep burgundy just for a flash of excitement.
Burgundy is not the name of a drug.
He's never had drugs.
Not like Veronica, who takes quite a few. In fact, she's on eclectic topaz every morning to give her pep in her step.
Veronica wishes what? There was pep in her life like there used to be.
On her bedside table, there is a tall stack of romance novels, each one with a different shirtless, windblown man in the front, a cowboy, a pirate, a businessman, inexplicably not wearing a shirt.
Little Timmy, the troublemaker, has come in and crossed off a word here and there on the title, replacing it with the word turd. The turd rises at sunset, the song of the windblown turds, and the lovers interred. All three titles defecated.
He has a cigarette in the ashtray, slowly burning at all times by her bedside.
Veronica hasn't let go of everything from her past. She still has the silk navy blue bustier that he bought her when she was 22. She still has it.
In fact, she's wearing it under her house coat right now.
It still fits because the eclectic topaz puts pep in her step.
She dreams she's one of the people in the novel, one of the women, frolicking around on the beach, on a motorbike, on a horse, up a mountain, on a ranch. Anywhere but here, really.
It's been a long time since a storm came around and mixed things up.
Every day she prays for rain.
But then it happened. That one day. Gentle at first, a little pitter-patter. But soon the wind picked up and it started to whirl around faster and faster, like a twister. And she could see something in it, spinning around faster and faster.
It couldn't be Robert. Oh my God. It was Robert. In the twister, coming back for her finally.
The tornado alarms, which also work for heavy rain, were going. And Robert was going. He lands on her doorstep with a thud.
Little Timmy runs outside and clings to Bertram.
Bertram clings onto Timmy by wriggling his fingers in his hairy child.
Bertram realizes what's going on and hustles himself and little Timmy into the storm shelter away from Veronica.
Wait, Daddy, wait, Daddy. That man at our door, he's hairy like me.
His father responds, I know. Let's go downstairs and give your mother some privacy.
Veronica takes a cigarette, calmly lights it as the wind picks up and the rain thunders down. Heavy. She stands and stares at Robert as he stands on the porch, wet, dripping, hair everywhere.
Robert shakes off like a wet dog.
Her cigarette's been blown out by the wind, but in one smooth, swift, manly action, Robert relights it with his Ronson lighter from 1959.
It's been a long time since a man's lit my cigarette for me.
You want me to light anything else?
My heart is already on fire. It's been slowly burning since you left 8 years ago.
I'm surprised there's any left after it's burned so long.
It's an eternal flame. Something you wouldn't understand.
Robert hangs his head in shame.
Suddenly, from the swirling skies, there falls a large stake with hair on it.
Bertrand sees it plummet through the sky, breaking a shed and splattering on the ground, its juices oozing out over the floor, getting tangled in its hair. He stares at it for the first time, longingly, wanting to wrap his lips around its moist, meaty texture.
The thick, bleeding, satisfying burgundy color lights a spark in Bertrand, reminding him of his burgundy tie he is sometimes allowed to wear.
He picks it up with both hands and takes a bite.
The juice, the blood, dribbles down his chin, just like in those commercials.
He doesn't wipe it away, but extends his tongue out and licks it longingly. He feels different, strong, powerful, manly.
He doesn't need a napkin.
He doesn't need his clothes, and they fly off and they're replaced with spandex.
Hair begins to sprout all over his body.
Timmy is wildly confused.
He stands up. Timmy watches as his father, his so-called father, walks out what remains of the shed, busting through the door until the shed is basically on the floor, flat. He walks to the porch and eyes his enemy, the wind whirling around behind him like some kind of support act.
Well, 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 if you haven't suddenly grown into some new skin or fur, should I say, Bertrand.
Robert looks Bertrand up and down and readies his fists.
Bertrand surveys the pulsing scene. He's not intimidated by the backhand comment from his wife. He's not frightened at the sheer size and manliness of Robert, because in his head is the one soundtrack. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do
now see the future with his manliness.
He sees his son's future as a soft, delicate, but hairy man.
Timmy, you're not going to grow up to be a hard-boiled egg. Now watch me. Watch this model of man. And he approaches Robert. Bam!
Robert, dazed and confused, birds tweeting round his head, falls onto the patio backwards.
He doesn't know what's hit him. Testicle over titty, he lies there like the 6'4" failure he truly is. Poor Robert.
Veronica turns around and gives her husband a big smooch.
I've been waiting 8 years for some man to come back into my life. I'm glad it's you, darling.
Timmy applauds happily.
The wind starts to slow down. The rain starts to gently turn sunshine.
And the washing machines were closed down to a stop. And Veronica closes the back cover of her book, turns it over, and looks at the title.
In the depths of my turd. Ah. Certainly is.
The end.